Exclusive: Elise Stefanik renames Biden's State of the Union as the State of Crisis. By Wendell Hasebo on February 7, 2023. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, dubbed President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday night the State of Crisis address. In tonight's State of the Union, Joe Biden must answer for the state of crisis 2 years of his failed policies have created. Stefanik told Breitbart News, citing the southern border invasion and soaring crime. Americans know they are less safe because of his skyrocketing violent crime crisis and historic border crisis flooding our communities with illegals and deadly fentanyl, she said. Under Biden's leadership, more than 2 million migrants have been apprehended at the southern border and hundreds of thousands have gotten away. Fentanyl has become the greatest killer among 18-45-year-olds. Stefanik predicted Biden will praise the economy during his speech. Biden's economy cost American families an estimated $5,520 per year in 2022. According to a Sunday poll, 41% of American families say their financial position has worsened since President Joe Biden assumed office, the worst result in 37 years. Make no mistake, the American people will see through any attempt by Joe Biden to lie and claim his economy is strong. Because every hard-working family knows the pain of beet inflation due to his reckless trillions of dollars of spending and radical Green New Deal agenda, she said. Stefanik also referenced the new Republican House majority and the oversight she intends to lead over the Biden administration. In the new majority, House Republicans have hit the ground running to provide a critical check on the far-left policies the Biden administration has inflicted on the American people, she added. We are just getting started. As the House GOP conference chair, Stefanik was appointed to the Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. The committee will help root out corruption and abuse across all facets of the entrenched federal bureaucracy. The committee will hold its first hearing Thursday and focus on laying the groundwork to uproot the long-standing political weaponization against the American people entrenched in the federal government, she told Breitbart News. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.